Morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank Archbishop Charles and the Mission Office of the Archdiocese for allowing me to be with you today. And also, I would like to thank Father Mike, your pastor, for welcoming me here. I'm Father Joey Evangelista of the Missionaries of Jesus from the Philippines. Like most, if not all Filipinos, we have a Latino family name. Like my name, Evangelista, and an American or English name, Joey, and a Chinese-looking face, Filipino. I'm originally from the Philippines, but since last year I've been working in Los Angeles, and I live in Koreatown, and people think I'm Korean. I just say, 안녕하세요. I've been a priest for 27 years, and my first assignment as a missionary was in the Congo, in Africa. And after that, my second assignment was in Mozambique, also in Africa. I had to learn Portuguese, and I saw Sergio with a football shirt of Portugal. And after that, those two assignments, I was sent back to the Philippines, and most of the assignments I've had before coming to Los Angeles were in the Philippines. And I, 12 years before coming to Los Angeles last year, for 12 years I had been working with an indigenous community in the southernmost island of the Philippines. In the Philippines we brag that we have 7,100 islands. Imagine the beaches that we have. But we also add that depends, depending on whether it's high tide or low tide. And for 12 years I've been working with an indigenous community called Tagakolu. And Tagakolu means people who live upstream. So we live up in the mountains, and where there are not the necessary infrastructure is literally absent. So we don't have roads like you have here, and barely any bridges for a place that has so many rivers and streams. What we call roads there, would, if you would see them, they would be more like pathways or trails. And in that mission station, every time people would go anywhere, it was always either going down or going up. And almost always we had to cross a river or a stream. And in that mission station, we had 39 Christian communities. And at the center, we don't have a beautiful church like this, because most of the people live in their communities spread out in the mountainous region. Where the mission station is, there's just a small community. So what we do every weekend is there are two of us priests. Each of us travels to a different Christian community. We get on our dirt bike, because those communities have no roads. So we drive for an hour or so, then leave our dirt bikes at the foot of a hill or a mountain and start hiking for 2 to 3 hours, depending on how far the community is. And in one of the communities that I used to visit, there's a story they tell about a young girl of 8, and her name is Ling Ling. Well, that's her nickname. A Belgian friend of mine once said the nicknames in the Philippines are like doorbell names, like this little girl, Ling Ling. And that's true. There are three of us priests in Los Angeles, and one, his nickname is Dong. So people are still getting used to hearing us call him, hey, Father Dong. And we actually have an actor in the Philippines, his name is Ding Dong. And the nickname of our current president is Bong Bong. And you can Google that. And so this little girl of 8, Ling Ling, she was a bundle of joy. And like I think many 8-year-olds, she was full of questions, asking questions about anything and everything, and always volunteering to help the adults. even if it was obvious that she was too small to help at all. And what was interesting about Ling Ling was she was always eager to go to school every day, unlike the other children in that community. Because you see, going to a school in that community meant that the children would have to hike 3 miles downstream. No school bus, no road, so they would have to walk going to school and walking back home from school. And so most of the children in that community would pretend to go to school every day, but they would end up playing in the hills or playing by the river. It was always a picnic for them, but not for Ling Ling. She would wake up early in the morning, take her breakfast, and take with her the lunch that her mom prepared for her. And one fateful afternoon after a heavy downpour, which is frequent in that part of the Philippines, the mother of Ling Ling felt different. She suddenly felt an urge to see her daughter Ling Ling immediately, which barely happened to her. And so what she did was, after completing her chores that afternoon, she started walking downstream, hoping to surprise Ling Ling halfway. Regrettably, she would only see Ling Ling the next day. She had drowned. Coming home from school, she may have slipped in one of the rivers. They had to cross a river thrice. She may have slipped, and the floodwaters caused by the thunderstorm that afternoon carried her downstream. When the members of the community told me that story when I was first assigned to that mission station, I thought that the tragedy was very recent. But I learned afterwards that it had happened many years back. Because the tragedy, that incident happened so long ago, well, maybe 5 to 6 years after I was there, but it so marked the community, it was so tragic for them that they could not forget it. That each time they told the story, it's as if it only happened yesterday. The details, the emotions with which they would tell you the story, it all sounded like it was very recent. And as Christians, we know that stories are not just words put together. The Bible and the many stories in our families as well, we know that God speaks to us in many ways, and one of them is in stories. And in the story that we heard about Ling Ling, we knew that God was also talking to us, calling to us. These people need help so that their children can learn in an environment where they are safe. And so we help the community put up a school, a sort of remedy, and the people came forward with local materials. So they helped to build our first 2 classrooms. They offered their timber, bamboo, which is in abundance in the Philippines, and grass for the roof. And we were able to find a volunteer teacher to teach what we thought would be just a 1-2 year project, because it was a very poor community. We knew that it would not last. But that was in 2016. And now that school is a thriving elementary school from kinder to grade 6. It's because the people were always willing to help. And as missionaries of Jesus, what we did was to share the same story to people in order to help us. And many have been helping us. And the people know that this is their own school, that this is their school. And so each year, even if they cannot pay the tuition, the real tuition that they need to pay, they give the equivalent of $50 a year for their children to go to school. And even the other members of the community who have no children there give $50 a year for the children. It's like paying 15 cents a day for a child to go to school. And that is why that school is still there. And other teachers from the same indigenous community who hear of the school come over to volunteer despite the little pay that the community is able to give. This is the kind of work that the missionaries of Jesus do. And not only in the Philippines, we're also in Vietnam. We're also here in the United States, in California, and in Texas. And we're also in Mexico and in Guatemala. So if you would like to help us, there are envelopes in your benches, and it is intended for this for this mission work. And if you were unable to bring your checkbooks today, you could bring home an envelope and then just bring it over next week. And if you would like to know more about the work that we do, you could visit our website. It's www.missionariesofjesus.com. So we are also on Facebook, Missionaries of Jesus. We're not on TikTok, just Facebook. And also, please include us in your prayers, because we know that the work we do continues because of the many prayers of people. And please, I would appreciate it very much if you included us in your prayers. I know Missionaries of Jesus is a mouthful to say when you're praying, but you could use our initials, MJ. It's easier to remember. It's like Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson. So please include us in your prayers, MJ. Thank you very much, and God bless you all. Please all rise.